Yakutat's mayor is Cindy Bremner. She also used to run the local Village Corporation and serve on its board of directors. Since 2015, she's only been involved as a shareholder. And a couple years back, she says she learned of the Village Corporation's ambitious logging plans after stumbling upon some online filings on a state website.
And then the very next day, they had their barge of equipment coming in. I was pretty sad to see that.
Yakutat Quan Inc. last filings with state financial regulators date from 2017. Back then, it said it had no plans to log any of its 20,000 acres or 30 square miles granted in the 1970s under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. But the following year, the corporation created a new subsidiary, Yak Timber, which got to work quickly. A note to shareholders this summer says that in 2 years, it made $1.8 million in logging and selling cabins and tiny homes. But that economic boost has been contentious, the mayor says.
They plan on logging some of our very important cultural sacred sites, and I feel like they're doing it with no regard to those sites or how their shareholders feel.
Yak Timber needed financing to get heavy equipment for its crews. Since 2019, it's borrowed at least $7 million, according to documents and statements to shareholders who are told the debt's necessary to carry the corporation until more timber is sold. The Village Corporation's fish plant and timber rights on some of its land has been used as collateral. Bremner says she's concerned that Yakutat's forest land is being sold too quickly to finance the venture.
They've leveraged the resources on our land to be able to do this. And, I mean, yes, there's a board of directors that directs CEO of the company. Most of those board of directors don't even live here anymore and don't have to see the devastation of clear-cut logging every day like we do.
Talk to another Bremner and you'll get a different view.
Yes, we are related. Everybody in Yakutat is related.
Don Bremner is president of both the Village Corporation and its timber subsidiary. He says the long-term outlook is good.
You got to hear the rest of the story. We're a valid business making real serious business decisions, not based on perception, opinion, and without research.
He dismisses concerns about logging too quickly.
It's not a large volume, but you know the people that have concerns are folks that will always have those concerns.
His other message is don't hate the player, hate the game. Congress created for-profit corporations to enrich Native shareholders.
We're a profit-making business. And ANCSCA directed that we'd be making money off of our assets, become self-determined. If they want to go try to change ANCSCA, have at it, but it's just not going to happen because you got 12 very rich regional corporations making a lot of money off ANCSCA. So that's what we're doing, running corporations profitably.
So far, Yak Timber has brushed off the local government's opposition to this year's logging around Ophir Creek, which includes pink salmon habitat. A state fisheries biologist reported that some of the logging was too close to streams, and follow-up visits are planned for November. But the real fight brewing is over a 426-acre tract around Humpback Creek. As the name suggests, it's also known for its pink salmon, and its indigenous name comes from both the Eyak and Tlingit languages, which speaks to Yakutat's history as a crossroad of Native cultures.
This creek, which is called Humpy Creek in English, is in our language, it's Quashk, which is an Eyak name, and Kwan, which is a Tlingit name.
Judith Tahutsu Ramos is originally from Yakutat and now teaches immersive languages at University of Alaska Southeast in Juneau.
The Humpy Creek itself, you know, has a lot of significance in our oral history, so people are, you know, were kind of taken aback when they saw the plans. Nobody knew that they were going to be harvesting in that area.
The debate over logging for cash versus conserving cultural resources is a common friction that arises from ANCSCA's legacy over the past half century. State agencies work hand in hand to help for-profit Native corporations realize the commercial value of natural resources. In Yakutat, that's despite sustained opposition from tribal governments, both locally and the wider region, which have passed resolutions in opposition. Good-paying jobs in Yakutat are scarce in a community that's losing population. So the promise of timber jobs and cash dividends does resonate, says Yakutat's mayor, Cindy Bremner.
Has it been good for the local economy and putting people to work and contributing to payroll taxes and, you know, just money in the community? Yes. Do I like that? Yes, I do. I don't like the way they're doing it. And like I said, they could have come up with a 20-year sustainable plan that wouldn't have required clear cutting, and more people could have gotten on board with something like that.
There's a great reckoning coming to Yakutat. Successive shareholder meetings have been canceled this year. The corporation says it's due to COVID-19, but others suspect it's due to rising anger over clear cuts near town. But a date has been announced. On November 20th, Yaktat Kwan will hold its annual shareholder meeting and elect its board of directors. It could be a referendum on Yakutat's satisfaction with the last few years of commercial logging. But the meeting will only be open to shareholders, many of whom make their homes elsewhere. For Coast Alaska, I'm Jacob Resnick in Juneau.